Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia. December 14, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in 5 MR 190. Dear Son Willie, Brother Haskell has kindly sent me your letter to him and his letter to you. You know I did not plaster my kitchen, and the result was that we were infested with armies of cockroaches. We could not possibly get rid of them. We had to tear out all the ceiling in the pantry and bathroom, for every crevice and seam was full of these creatures. Hundreds upon thousands were swarming us. We dreaded the expense and plastered as our only remedy. We are making riddance of them in this way. Our chambers over the storeroom have been a terrible annoyance. The rats and mice have come in armies and have done a great deal of damage to books, boots, and clothing of every description. Nothing was safe. At last we have decided to plaster and already have one coat on. I could not advise you to try any experiments, lest they should prove a penny wise and pound foolish. Let the buildings be plastered. I believe it would cost less in the end and will be more satisfactory, and other plans might retard and delay the work. I send you this because we have had a very disagreeable experience ourselves and do not wish you to experiment, but do the very best thing at the first trial. We investigated the matter when building your house, and we found that it would cost more to seal than to plaster. We, Brother Haskell, the carpenter, May, Sarah, and myself, puzzled over the matter until we made our decision. I sent you letters this morning. May is well. The boys also are in good health. I have carried them each a peach at their meals for the last 3 days. They enjoy them very much, and smack their lips as if they took great satisfaction in eating them. I am going to send a letter to Sister James in the morning. If nothing prevents, we will go to Sydney on Thursday. Elder Haskell wants me to come down as soon as I can conveniently do so. He wants me to see the lots under consideration. I think it may be in the providence of God that we get a little nearer Sydney, but the God of Israel will direct us. I hope they will pitch their tabernacle where we shall not be troubled with the almost constant passing of trains. This detracts somewhat from the usefulness of our meetings on the Sabbath. We must have a retired place where we shall not hear the passing of carts, carriages, and trains. The Lord, I believe, will give us a quiet, restful place where we will have no hubbub and confusion. I will send a copy of this to Brother Haskell.